A Democrat declares a state of emergency at our southern border. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The mayor of El Paso, Texas, says law enforcement is so overwhelmed by migrants that he can no longer guarantee the safety of the city's residents. Hundreds of migrants have been camping out on sidewalks, and the crisis could explode later this week. That's when a pandemic-related immigration restriction expires. Fox's Bill Malusian is at the Texas border.
A CBP source telling us this Del Rio sector has already seen over 118,000 illegal crossings just since October 1st. Those numbers are up 55% over the same time last year.
More border wall will be going up in Texas next month. That announcement from Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Construction has been stalled for months as the state negotiated with private property owners. When the new Congress is seated next month, Republicans will be in control of the House, but selecting a speaker could get complicated. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy wants the gavel, but several members of the House Freedom Caucus say they won't support him.
There hasn't been a second ballot for speaker since 1923. That's when it took 3 days and 9 ballots for the House to re-elect Frederick Gillette as speaker. But the House is expected to vote and vote and vote until it finally settles on a winning candidate.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Pope Francis celebrated a birthday this weekend. He turned 86 yesterday, and we've learned that he's written a resignation letter just in case medical issues prevent him from carrying out his duties. He told a Spanish newspaper in an interview published today the letter was actually penned back in 2013, a short time after he was elected pontiff. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Arkansas couple has been taken into custody after police say the woman's 6-year-old son was found buried under a hallway floor inside a home in Lee County. Police say a 6-year-old girl who was found alive in the home had injuries to her scalp, believed to be burns. Ashley Rowland and Nathan Bridges are charged with murder, abuse of a corpse, and evidence tampering. Authorities believe the boy died inside the home, although it's unclear how. There's nobody left on Oregon's death row. The state's governor has seen to that.
Oregon's Democratic Governor Kate Brown called the death penalty dysfunctional and immoral. And with just a few weeks left in office, she used her executive clemency powers to commute the sentences of 17 inmates on death row to life in prison without parole. The governor also noted that she has continued the state's moratorium on executions since she took office in 2015. She said, quote, "I have long believed that justice is not advanced by taking a life, and the state should not be in the business of executing people, even if a terrible crime placed them in prison."
Fox's Christina Coleman. Governor Brown did not consult with victims' families before making that decision. A Nevada mayor who was being tracked in real time is now suing the person responsible.
Reno Mayor Hillary Sheevy now suing a private investigator and his company after finding a device attached to her vehicle capable of tracking its real-time location. The Nevada Independent reporting that Sheevy was unaware of the device until a mechanic found it while working on her vehicle. Her lawsuit charging investigator David McNeely and his company, Five Alpha Industries, with trespassing onto her property to install the device without her consent, this after police determined he bought the device. Hillary Sheevy was elected last month to her third term as mayor.
Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.